Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman today says that the U.S. is insisting on agriculture market access from Japan and Canada prior to sealing a deal on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Froman declined to say whether the agreement could be concluded prior to President Barack Obama's trip to Asia in April. Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Wendy Cutler says there are big gaps between the Japanese offer and the expectations of other TPP countries. Cutler noted that Japan is seeking exemptions from the TPP goal of tariff elimination in five product areas: meat, dairy, sugar, wheat, and rice, covering 600 tariff lines. Froman says gaps still remain. The details of Japan's latest offer remain confidential. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending March the 13th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 14.8, next year, 7.2. Corn this year, 29.4, next year, 0. Soybeans this year, 7.4, next year, 16.1. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 14-15 marketing year. Strategic Grains today raised its forecast for the European Union's 2014-15 soft wheat harvest by 0.3 million metric tons to 137.7, and it also raised its estimate for 2014-15 corn production by 0.1 million metric tons to 65.2 million tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,161, is down 60 points. The NASDAQ is trading 4,288, down 19. The S&P 500 is, well, we're having a little bit of trouble with an S&P quote. We'll try to get you that in just moments. But first, joining us for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew. Hello, Drew. Having trouble getting Drew Lerner with the weather? Let's see if we've been able to reach Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave.
Go ahead with the forecast.
All right. Well, we are looking at a couple of shots of cold air. Surprise, surprise, right? We've seen nothing but surprising cold air masses since last November. We're in our sixth month of colder-than-normal bias conditions across the middle of the country. I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting a little tired of it. We are going to warm up. Today's the first day of spring, so we can celebrate with some warmer weather across the region today. But certainly we're not going to encounter any prolonged period of warmth here, because already tomorrow we'll see colder air coming back into the region once again. This is going to set the stage for a prolonged period, actually about 5 or 6 days worth of rather cold conditions. And we're not talking about just a slight cooling bias here. We're talking about temperatures that are going to be in the northern Midwest, probably 20 to 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year. And for the lower Midwest, probably won't be quite as anomalous, but we'll still be seeing 15 to 20 degree departure from normal temperatures. So we're not playing around with this one. It's going to be significant. We're going to get freezes down into the lower Mississippi River Basin, portions of the Tennessee Basin, and also the interior Southeast. And on top of all of that, we're probably going to have an opportunity for a snow event to possibly evolve in portions of Virginia and North Carolina, with a little bit of light snow possibly in the Ohio River Valley, the portions of Tennessee and northernmost sections of Alabama and Georgia, as we get involved with some of the coldest weather coming up towards the early part of next week. So it's a real mess here. Near term, though, we're not going to be seeing much in the way of adversity. The weather today across the region will be pleasant. The temperatures at the top of this hour running mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. And most of those 20s are in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. And it looks like most of our winds are relatively light. We've got a lot of sunshine out there, but it is cloudy across the easternmost parts of the region and some fog present this morning in the upper Mississippi River Basin. Well, as we go through the afternoon, the temperatures will be warmer today. We'll look for the afternoon highs to peak out in the range of 30s and 40s in the Great Lakes region. Everybody else will be in the 50s with some 60s expected from Missouri into portions of Kansas and Nebraska. That warmer air will work its way into the lower eastern Midwest in a more significant manner tomorrow. We'll look for highs then, expected to run mostly in the 60s, and a handful of lower 70s will occur. This will be from central Illinois and central Indiana southward into portions of Kentucky and Missouri. Now, we will see this being the last day of the warmth tomorrow. The northwestern part of the Corn Belt will already be turning quite a bit colder as we go through the afternoon tomorrow, and then as we move into Saturday, the cold air will quickly overspread most of the Midwest. Our coolest day will probably be Sunday, and the high temperature Sunday will be mostly confined to 20s across the northern Midwest. 30s and some lower 40s will occur in the south. And the low temperatures will probably drop down into some single digits and teens across the Great Lakes and the uppermost parts of the Mississippi Basin, while we'll be in the 20s across the south. Now, the reinforcing shot of cold air comes along for the early to middle part of next week, and we'll likely see the temperatures again dropping down into the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, actually for lows probably on Wednesday morning next week. And that'll be a fairly impressive coolness. We're not expecting a lot of precipitation, though, across the Midwest anytime real soon. A couple of small sets of light snow will come across the region as the cold air shots work their way across the region, but most of these are not expected to accumulate in a significant manner. There will be some pockets that are accumulating, but for the most part, it'll be a not-so-bad precipitation week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how some futures are trading. May corn, 484, down 3 3/4. December, 485.5, down 3 1/4. May soybeans, 1448.25, up 17, now 17.5. November, 1195.25, up 4 1/4. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, what do you make of how we continue to try to grind sideways to higher in these harvest months?
I think you have to be looking at the end of the month report on prospective plantings, and I want to keep in mind that those reports, based on what they come out in March versus what gets planted by the end of June, typically there's a lot of differentiation there. So, but I think this December corn ought to have pretty darn good support in the 470 range on dips for a while.
Hmm.
And we're kind of toward the high end of things at the 488 level. It just appears to me that we're probably not going anywhere. November beans, I think you have to be a little bit impressed that they're pushing really close to this $12 area.
In fact, if they were to actually clear the $12 area, there are some really nice technical objectives above it for the bulls, I think.
Yeah, there are, and I think there would be just a raft of buy stops sitting up there, too. We're certainly sucking money back into the commodities market and away from the stock market.
Turn your attention to a little bit on the livestock side. What do you see there this morning?
Boy, this market's just been on fire, particularly driven by the hogs, and we're seeing hog and cattle prices basis the June really at an extremely narrow spread. Yesterday we saw a big jump in the pork carcass values, especially in the hams, and we start doing that ahead of Easter. But extremely impressive. We're still moving a lot of beef, even though the retail price during the month of February was the highest ever at $5.57.
Thank you much, Alan. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she's in Morton, Illinois. May corn, 484.5 down 3.25. December, 485.75 down 3. May beans, 1449.75 up 18.5. November, 1195.75 up 4.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.